present 30 Minutes Worth. And here's the man who's going to help you make the most of the next half hour, Harry Worth.
Ah, thank you very much. And welcome. I hope you'll forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, but I am feeling very nostalgic tonight. Do you want to know why?
Yes, we do.
Right. I will tell you. The other week I was cleaning out my attic when I came across an old photograph album. And I opened it up and there I was, full frontal, stretched out on the floor with not a stitch on. Not to worry, I was 6 months at the time. There was also a photograph of me being christened. The vicar was holding me, wearing a very worried look. You see, as the vicar was wetting my head, I was wetting his arm. There was a lovely group. Well, it's a photograph of my old school. It brought back happy memories to see the faces from the past again. There was Spotty Hawkins and Creeper Wilson and Smelly Martin and all the other teachers. You're probably wondering, what's all this nostalgia to do with anything? Well, thinking about the past got me thinking about the future. And I was still thinking about it when Gladys, my daily, arrived. And when I say daily, she's not exactly a daily. She's more of a twice weekly.
It's only me.
Well, I'm in the kitchen, Gladys.
Oh, it looks like rat. Oh!
What's the matter?
Oh, you startled me, seeing you sitting there in your pyjamas.
Well, I would have startled you even more had I been sitting here without them.
Are you not well?
Well, I had a lie-in this morning. I had things to think about.
Oh, sounds serious.
It is.
Let's have a cup of tea.
I poured you a cup of tea when I saw you get off the bus.
Oh, that was nice of you.
I milked it, I sugared it, and I stirred it.
Well, where is it?
I drank it.
Never mind. I'll get myself another. Now, tell me what it is that's bothering you.
I'll tell you. The moving finger writes, and having writ moves on.
What are you talking about?
Life. Seems only yesterday I was young, a young man with a bright future before me, and look at me now, look at me. The only bright thing I have to look forward to is getting my bus pass.
Oh, don't talk silly. You've a lot to be thankful for. You've got a roof over your head. You don't go hungry. There's plenty of people in China much worse off than you.
Name me one.
Now, cheer up, Harry. What's brought all this on?
Well, it's just that I feel that life has passed me by. I looked at myself in the mirror this morning and I suddenly realised that I had no air.
You've got plenty of air. It's a bit grey, but there's plenty of it.
No, not that sort of hair. Children, a son to carry on the line, somebody to look at me and call me Dad.
What about Mum?
I'd much rather be called Dad.
I mean, it takes two to tango.
Now, please, Gladys, please, I'm trying to have a serious conversation about my future, and here you are talking about come dancing.
I'm talking about you. Before you have any children, you've got to find a wife.
Yes, yes, I did realise that.
Have you anybody in mind?
Not yet, but I soon will have.
Don't tell me. You're going on blind date.
Look at this ad that was in yesterday's paper.
Perfect Partners, the Modern Marriage Bureau.
It's all done by computers, you know. You fill in the questionnaire and they match you up with your ideal mate.
Have you filled in the questionnaire?
I certainly have. Here you are. Have a look. Right.
Please answer each question truthfully and honestly.
And I did.
Oh, yeah. Question one. Describe yourself. Answer. Tall, dark and handsome with a touch of Omar Sharif.
I cheated a little on that one.
Question two. How do you rate your financial status? Answer. Loads of money.
I cheated a little on that one too. Ah, the doorbell. I wonder who that can be. Gladys, where are you?
I'm here. It was the post. Hey, there's a letter for you.
I wonder it can be from. Good heavens!
Who's it from?
Well, this is a surprise.
Who's it from?
I can hardly believe it.
Who's it from?
Wait till I tell you.
If I wait any longer, it'll be Christmas.
It's from Agnes Latimer.
Who's Agnes Latimer?
My childhood sweetheart. She was the first girl I ever took out. We went to see Gone with the Wind. I was so embarrassed.
Embarrassed?
I went to get her some sweets. When I came back in the dark, I went in the wrong row, sat down next to somebody else. We held hands and shared my licorice all sorts.
You must have got a shock when the lights went up and you found you'd been holding hands with a complete stranger.
And to make matters worse, Gladys, it was a fella.
And what did Agnes say?
Well, did she was furious.
I bet she was.
She had been looking forward to those licorice all sorts.
Well, what did she say in her letter?
Ah, well, I'll read it to you. Just a minute. Here we are. Dear Harry. Nice. I hope you remember me. Remember me. Agnes Latimer. This letter will come as a surprise after all this time. I've often thought about you and wondered how you were. The other day, I came across a mutual friend. We talked about you, and I discovered that you live nearby, as I have just moved into the manor house.
Oh, manor house? That's posh.
I would love to see you again. Perhaps we could have dinner and talk about those missing years. Yours affectionately, Agnes Latimer. Miss. What a lovely lady. And if you notice, Gladys, no malice. She never mentioned those licorice also.
A miss, eh? She's still not married.
Excuse me.
Where are you going?
To telephone her.
Are you going to invite her to dinner?
No, I'm going to invite her to marry me. Gladys! Gladys!
What is it?
Agnes will be here any minute.
What's that smell?
It's my new aftershave.
It's got a strong tongue. What's it called?
Seduction.
Oh, I hope there's going to be none of that.
Now, don't worry, Gladys. I'm only going to propose.
Oh, I don't think you should rush into this, Harry. What about the children?
I don't think she's got any. She's not married, you know.
I'm talking about your children. Yesterday you were going on about wanting children.
Yes, I know, yesterday. But when I thought about it, I realized I was too old for changing nappies and all those sleepless nights. No, Gladys, I'll settle for a quiet life. Just Agnes and I living together happily ever after, hand in hand, walking through the meadows of life towards the setting sun. Did you see that film with Betty Davis? Why reach for the stars when we can have the moon?
Well, I'm agin it. You're too set in your ways.
Oh, Gladys, I've lived on my own for far too long. It's time I found a companion, someone to share those precious moments with, like watching Neighbours. All right, Mrs. Mangle. That will be her now. Is my hair all right? Should I change into another suit?
Oh, just calm down.
I'm glad you said that. I haven't got another suit. Come on, Harry. Come on, come on, come on. Calm down. Go and let Agnes in. I'll just sit here and relax. I wonder if she's changed after all this time. It must be 30 years.
Miss Latimer to see you.
Agnes.
Harry.
Agnes.
Harry.
Agnes.
Harry.
Nice to see the art of conversation isn't dead.
Thank you, Gladys. Go and boil the kettle.
It's already boiled.
We'll empty it out and boil it again.
I can take a hint.
Where were we, Agnes?
Surely you remember, Harry.
Yes, Agnes. It's good to see you again.
It's good to see you.
Do sit down.
Thank you.
Well, it is good to see you again.
And it's good to see you.
It's been a long time.
Nearly 30 years.
30 years?
Yes.
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 It has been a long time.
Yes.
Yes. Well, it is good to see you again.
So said.
Did I?
Twice.
Well, it just goes to show how good it is. Yes. 30 years, eh?
Yes.
We must have lots to talk about.
Yes, lots.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you ever see anything of what's his name?
What's his name?
A little fellow used to go out with what's the McCallit?
Beryl.
No, that wasn't his name.
Her name was Beryl.
No, that was somebody else.
Oh.
You must remember him. You must, the little fellow.
A little fellow?
Yes, ginger hair.
Wait a minute. Glasses and a moustache.
That's him. That's the fellow. You've got him.
Gordon.
Gordon.
What about him?
Nothing. I just wondered if you remembered him.
Oh.
Well, it is nice to see you again.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not married then?
No. And you?
No.
I nearly was once, but it wasn't to be.
What happened?
Bertie, his name was. I used to call him Flirty Bertie. We were both very young and very much in love. Then his family emigrated to Australia and he went with them. We wrote for a while, but you know how things are. It was a case of out of sight, out of mind. The letters grew fewer and then they stopped.
They stopped?
Yes. That's life.
Yes, you're quite right. It is life.
Harry.
Yes?
Yesterday when you telephoned, you said you had something to ask me.
Yes, I did.
Well, I'm here. Ask me.
Yes, well, it's like this.
Yes, Harry.
Will you?
Yes.
That is, could you?
Yes.
Or let me put it another way. Would you?
Yes.
Would you like a drink?
No.
Well, I think I would. Excuse me, I'll be back in a minute.
Harry, have you done it?
I can't do it. I'm not cut out for marriage. You are right, Gladys. I've lived far too long on my own.
Well, I don't want to say I told you so.
But you should, because you did. Would you go and make my apologies to Agnes? Tell her I've suddenly been taken ill.
I'll do no such thing. Tell Agnes yourself.
Tell me what?
Agnes.
I was worried about you. You were acting up so strangely.
Yes, sir. Well, you see, I... That is...
It's quite all right, Harry. I know what you were trying to say in the lounge.
You do?
Of course I do. Those four little words.
Four little words.
Will you marry me?
Will you marry me?
Oh, Harry, this is so sudden. Of course I will.
Who is it?
It's me, Gladys.
Oh, just a minute. Come in, Gladys.
It's like getting into the Bank of England.
Well, I thought it might have been Agnes.
Oh, you're not still on about her, are you?
Gladys, what am I going to do?
You were saying that all day yesterday.
Precisely, Gladys. What am I going to do?
Well... You've got two choices. You either marry her or you don't. Now, what do you want to do?
Emigrate.
Look, Harry, how did you leave it yesterday when she left?
Well, I asked her to marry me. She accepted. She rang the registrar, organised a special licence. She rang the vicar, booked the church and the weddings on Friday. Do you think she's serious?
I think you're in trouble.
I think you're right. What am I going to do?
At a rough guess, you're marrying Agnes on Friday.
Oh, no.
Look, Harry, thousands of people get married.
Yes, but not to Agnes.
I married my little Herbert and I'm very happy with him. I have to say this, Harry, you're not getting any younger and Agnes could be the last chance. And let's face it, only yesterday morning you were talking about settling down, having a companion.
I'll get a budgie.
Harry, I'm talking about marriage. You don't know what you're missing. On a cold winter's night, it's lovely snuggling up to my little Herbert. You should try it.
Wouldn't your little Herbert object?
Yoo-hoo!
It's Agnes, Gladys. Don't let her in.
It's too late, Harry. She's behind you at the French windows.
There you are, my beloved. Did you sleep well?
Well, I...
Good. Now, we need to talk seriously. Alone. Gladys?
I can take an int. Would you like a cup of tea?
Lovely. Is it rosehip, chamomile?
No, it's in a little bag.
Then no.
I will, Gladys.
No, you won't, Harry. It's not good for you.
What about a cup of coffee?
Only if it's decaffeinated.
No, it's instant.
Then I think not.
I'll bring you a glass of water.
Now, Harry.
Yes. Yes, Agnes.
About the wedding. I thought something small and intimate. After all, at our age, particularly yours, we don't want a big, lavish affair. We must keep the guest list down to a minimum.
Well, if it will help, you can cross me off.
You are a tease. Now, I thought I'd wear white. What will you be wearing, Harry?
Black.
Black? Black's for funerals.
Exactly.
You'll wear a grey morning suit, Harry. Will you hire it?
Only if the trousers are too long.
Being married to you is going to be such a hoot. I think I should die laughing.
I'll hang on to the suit, then.
Now, about the honeymoon. I can't make up my mind whether I want 2 weeks in Monte Carlo or a Mediterranean cruise.
I think I can help you there, Agnes. You go to Monte Carlo, I will go on the cruise.
You're at it again. Do you ever stop, Harry?
Well, I...
And now for the best bit of news. You'll be delighted to know I've put your house on the market.
My house?
Yes, Harry, this one. I mean, we won't want to live in this poky little place after we're married. We shall live at the manor. There's 3 acres of garden. It's like a wilderness at the moment, but in 6 months, you will have its back broken. Gardening's good for you, and you need a bit of exercise. I've been looking very closely at your stomach.
Please, Agnes.
When we return from our honeymoon, I shall put you on the grapefruit diet.
But I don't like grapefruit, Agnes.
Oh, that's immaterial. Now, you have a grapefruit in the morning, one at midday, and one in the evening.
Do I have them before or after meals?
They are your meals, Harry.
Well, as I don't like them, Agnes, I shan't be eating any meals.
Don't be silly. How can you lose weight if you don't eat anything? Now, for lunch today, I've brought you a nut cutlet.
Ah, what a pity. I've lost the nutcrackers.
Right. Where's the kitchen? I'll put them under the grill.
But, Agnes, I think Gladys will have got me a piece of steak.
Steak? You don't eat red meat, do you, Harry?
No. Gladys cooks it. And it's usually brown.
But why, Harry?
Because when I cook it, it's usually black.
I mean, why do you eat it?
Well, it seems silly to buy it, cook it, and then throw it away.
Harry, dear, it's bad for you. Red meat and all that cholesterol.
Oh, no, I usually have it with chips.
You'll have a nut cutlet with salad and like it. Gladys, what are you doing kneeling behind the kitchen door?
Oh, I was cleaning out the keyhole.
Were you eavesdropping?
Eavesdropping? I most certainly was not. I wouldn't dream of listening to anybody else's nut cutlets. I've been promising.
Well, you might as well go now, Gladys. I'll cook Harry's lunch.
Oh, right. See you tomorrow, Harry.
There won't be a tomorrow, Gladys. We shan't be needing you anymore. Your lunch won't be long, Harry. I'm in the kitchen if you need me.
Oh, Harry, what am I going to do? I've got the push, I've got to go.
Hang on, I'll come with you.
You can't come with me. You're marrying Agnes.
Oh, no, I am not. I am going to tell her.
Well done, Harry. When are you going to tell her?
Well, you know what they say. There's no time like the present. I shall tell her tomorrow.
Tomorrow's it's too late.
You're right, Gladys. Now, now, now.
That's the spirit.
Right. Oh, would it be kinder if I wrote a letter?
Now, Harry, I'll go and call her. Miss Latimer, would you come in here for a moment?
What?
Mr. Worth would like to have a word with you.
What is it, Harry, dear?
Agnes.
Oh, Harry, it's so lovely to hear you speak my name.
I have something to say to you.
And I have something to say to you.
But this is important, Agnes.
Not as important as what I have to say. I never thought in my wildest dreams that anybody would ask me to marry them.
But Agnes...
Please, Harry. I thought I was destined to end my life as an old and lonely spinster. I know, you're choked with emotion. You're a good, kind man, Harry.
I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are. You're kind, no. Sweet and generous, and you've made me the happiest woman in the world. Now, what was it you wanted to say to me?
Could I have my nut cutlets well done?
Hello. I'm sorry, you got the wrong number.
Harry, it's me, Gladys.
Oh, thank goodness. Hello, Gladys.
I think I've got it, Harry.
I think I've had it, Gladys.
No, leave everything to me. Just do one thing. You know the cupboard under the stairs?
Yes.
Well, put in there as many bottles of booze as you have in the house. Sherry, whiskey, gin, even that homemade elderberry wine your auntie sent you 4 years ago.
What for, Gladys?
Oh, never mind what for, Harry. Just do it and leave everything to me.
Hello? Agnes Latimer, the manor house.
This is Gladys Marshall, the doghouse.
Oh, yes. What do you want?
I think I ought to warn you that your intended, that is, Harry, is a secret drinker.
What?
He can't leave it alone.
I don't believe you.
Well, you just have to look in that cupboard under the stairs and you'll see for yourself.
See what?
You'll see.
I'll go round straight away.
Quick, Harry, let me in.
What is it, Gladys?
She's on her way round. Did you put all your drinks in that stair cupboard?
Yes, Gladys, but what's it all in here?
I haven't time to explain. Look, she's here. Just pretend to be drunk and agree with everything I say.
But Gladys...
Harry, do it.
Oh, Harry, do forgive me, but I've just heard an ugly, wicked rumour about you.
Oh, a wicked rumour, Harry.
I had to tell her, Harry.
God heavens! Look at these bottles. Gin, whiskey, sherry, disinfectant.
He drinks anything when he's in the mood.
So it's true, Harry.
So it would seem.
He's so bad they won't have him in the AA.
Nor in the RAC.
This is terrible, Harry. It puts an entirely different complexion on our relationship. I must ring the vicar immediately.
Does this mean you won't be marrying me on Friday, Agnes?
Absolutely. I'm marrying you tomorrow. You need me more than I thought.
Another glass of champagne, Gladys.
Yes, please, Harry. If we can't celebrate today, Harry, when can we celebrate?
I never thought I'd say this, Gladys, but this is the happiest day of my life.
And I'm delighted to be part of it.
And a toast. A toast to Agnes.
To Agnes, wherever she is.
Well, at this moment, she's up in the air 6,000 miles away heading for Australia.
What a turn up. Who'd have thought it?
Fancy her old flame, Flirty Bertie, sending her that telegram asking her to marry him. Did I tell you he got £10 million for his opal mine?
You did, Harry?
10,000,000 pounds. Ha ha, good old Flirty Bertie. I was saved by the bell. I can't risk losing him a second time. That's what Agnes said.
You'd have probably flown out there for 8,000,000.
No matter, she's gone, she's happy. Flirty Bertie's happy, and I'm happy. Let's have some more champagne, Gladys.
Oh, is it all right? It was all the fella had in the shop.
It's the best champagne I ever tasted. By the way, how much do I owe you?
£2.45.
Well, if you want anything good, you have to pay for it. Here you are, £2.50, and keep the change.
Plus £3.90.
£3.90? What's that for?
Well, who do you think sent Agnes a telegram from Flirty Bertie? Oh.
Ah, well, there you are, all's well that ends well. Agnes did arrive in Australia, and would you believe it, the first person she met was Flirty Bertie. He was a customs officer at Sydney Airport. But Gladys was right. A man does need a companion in the autumn of his life, so I've found one. Jenny has come into my life, and do you know it? Really, it's quite wonderful to wake up in the morning and see her there. She really is wonderful. All I have to do is change her water twice a day. And make sure she's got plenty of millet. See you again next week. Bye-bye.
For the last half hour, you've had 30 Minutes Worth, starring Harry Worth, with Jacqueline Clark and Joan Sanderson as Agnes Latimer. 30 Minutes Worth was written by Vince Powell and produced in Manchester by Mike Craig.